Hello, I'm Sally Knocker from Meaningful Care Matters, and today we're going to be looking at the topic of making moments matter. The power of just a few seconds sometimes to completely transform somebody's mood, to help someone feel better. And when we think about moments, often we think about moments in our lives that have been significant. Sometimes they might be very small moments in our childhood. I remember the first time that I rode a bicycle without any help, whizzing down a hill and suddenly having that sensation of freedom and not being sure how I was going to stop the bicycle. I also remember very profound moments in my life, like the birth of my daughter or getting married. These moments that define our lives and that remain very significant to us throughout our whole story. We might also remember moments in history that have shaped us all. For example, the death of Princess Diana. Many of us will know exactly where we were when we heard the news. And similarly, when 9/11 happened, many of us have a clear recollection of suddenly hearing the news and not being sure what was happening as this terrible story unfolded. These are all moments that are quite life-changing. But this talk is really more about those little moments every day that happen to us all, where we feel an energy from someone, where we have a connection with someone, or perhaps something makes us not feel very happy. I remember when I was driving, and I used to be a very aggressive London driver and quite pushy. I remember once a rather horrible driver honking very loudly and swearing at me. And that horrible feeling I felt for quite a long time afterwards that this driver had made me feel. And my little daughter, who was in the back of the car, said, "That man must be very sad, Mummy." And I thought, gosh, that's an interesting take from a child on what angry people, sometimes what's going on for them in their lives. And from then on, I tried to be a happy London driver, letting people in, smiling a lot. And it's interesting because now I really notice that that energy comes back to me. That what we give out is really often given back to us. And it's really significant when we think about ourselves in a care environment, that how we start the day, how we communicate with our colleagues, the kind of mood we're in at the start of the day can actually set the tone for the whole day. So many people say they know immediately how the day is going to go from the people who are working with them, because they're the people that will help them to make the day happy or to make the day not feel good. So be aware of your own mood. Be aware of the kind of vibe or the energy that you give out, because it really, really will make a difference to people. So today I want to look at the different ways in which we can change moments. And the first is the power of words, giving a compliment. "Wow, red looks really good on you. You've got a great smile. It really lights up a room. Have you had your hair done? It looks really lovely. I love the cut." The way that we feel when someone gives us a compliment only takes a few seconds, but someone's noticed us, someone's given us that feeling that they appreciate us as an individual. Language is really important. Thinking about what we wear, and we encourage people to be individual in their choice of dress. So today I'm wearing a top with elephants on. This might start a conversation about a recent wonderful holiday I had in Kenya in Africa and the safari I went on, and remembering the hundreds of elephants walking across to the water. Might also make us think of Indian elephants. These are quite decorative Indian elephants. What are the differences between African and Indian elephants? Maybe my watch will start a conversation. It's a colourful watch. Or my wedding ring. Perhaps someone else's wedding ring. We can talk about that special day and the person that we love. My necklace. It's a fur cone necklace that I bought quite recently, and it's because I love fir cones, and when I'm on walks I'm always picking up fir cones. It's a connection with nature, which again can for many people be very meaningful and important. So thinking about what we wear. I remember recently I wore a Canadian t-shirt, I'll show it to you here, and throughout the day people had lots of conversations about their time in Canada. One of the men that was living in the home had spent time working in Canada. So just by wearing this t-shirt, I got lots of conversations going. Maybe a t-shirt with sports connections. This is the Edmonton Oilers. This is probably not a t-shirt I would wear in Ontario. T-shirts with sports connections, we know in both Canada and in the UK, Ireland, Australia, will have quite important associations and might even create some debate, whether it's hockey or football or rugby. So think about clothes, what you wear, how you can change a moment with what you wear. Maybe a tutu skirt, if you're feeling very cheeky. Or let's find a hat. I know hats or little headdresses can create quite quirky moments. You can see here my little hat with the funny hair. Again, it's likely to generate some laughter. It's a moment of silliness, but it will probably change the moment. So I've got here an array of objects and I've brought them to show how just having things on tables helps team members to just pick things up, to create conversations. One of my favourites is this skipping rope. Many of us have memories of skipping. And better still, if I get the skipping rope out and I start to skip, or I give you the other part of the skipping rope and we make it turn together. The movement of turning the skipping rope will hopefully take us to a time in our lives in the playground where we sang skipping rhymes and the friends that we shared the skipping with. The object which creates movement is more likely sometimes to generate memories than just a static object, because it literally gets the wheels of our memory turning. Linked to childhood is this little pair of red shoes. This belonged to my daughter. She didn't wear them very often because they weren't very comfortable. But this beautiful sensory object is likely to make people think about their own childhood shoes, perhaps going to parties. The colour red. Do you like red? The leather on the bottom. Perhaps some people will be interested in the way these beautiful Italian shoes are made. Some people might think of the Wizard of Oz tapping the shoes as Dorothy tries to get home. Simple memories of things that we wear, associations with clothes and fashion can get great conversations going. Sometimes a quirky object, so people might not know what this is. It's a jelly mold, but we could ask people what it is. Some people might remember the rabbit jelly mold. I remember that as a child, having a big rabbit and a lovely pink jelly inside. Using things which move or create laughter. We've got this little dog here and he moves across the table. It's a little bit spooky actually, but if we put that on the floor, it's going to change a moment in a quite fun way. Or this little clockwork thing on the table as well can also give someone a moment of connection or laughter. Simple. Having these things at our fingertips helps staff to create connections. A ball of wool. Perhaps we can wind the wool together. Maybe we can sort it out. Maybe we can do some knitting. You can give me some tips on how to knit. I've got here a little thing that my mother-in-law made, a lovely little jumper, little cardigan with little bare buttons, beautiful stitching. Maybe people will remember the knitting patterns that they used and talk about the things that you might make when your grandchildren were arriving or your children. So many of these things on the table are very easy to get. I mean, a lipstick. Perhaps we could talk about the colour. whether we would prefer a pink or a red or a nail polish. Using these things to change moments are just really helping people to remember things, making people smile. Bubbles. Immediately in the room, we change it if we blow bubbles or if we throw a ball. We need to be careful with some of these things, because perhaps if suddenly a ball comes at us or a bubble comes in our face, it might cause some discomfort. So we need to be aware that moments can make people smile, but they can also be unsettling. So we need to know the mood that people are in, to use the objects right, to read the room, to know individuals well enough to know what might make a difference to them, and to not overdo things if perhaps people are in a quieter or a sadder mood. Using pictures. This is from a calendar. Oh, have I got it the right way around? No, it's that way around. The lovely blue skies, the trees, the reflections in the water. Perhaps will remind people of holidays, places that they visited. Very easy to get a calendar picture, an array of calendar pictures to put out on tables to encourage people to have conversations. Here I have an activity apron. And in this apron, I have pockets to put things in so that I've got them with me so that I can bring them out when the moment needs changing. A picture of my lovely dog, Daisy. Maybe people will have had dogs themselves or pets. We can talk about favourite animals. I've got here a London bus. As I come from London, maybe people will have been to London. Been on a double decker. This is an old fashioned bus, the number 11 bus. Maybe people will remember the number of the bus. Associations with transport and where people have gone on buses or planes or trains. Using music. We've often got things in here to do with music. I have a mouth organ here. So easy to use a little instrument, a little bell, or something like this to again lift the energy. Or we can go to our phones. We've got masses of things on iPlayers to play to people. Let's try this one. We love to boogie. Bit of T-Rex. We love to boogie. Makes us want to move. Maybe our feet will start to tap. When you hear this kind of rhythm, it immediately lifts the spirit, changes the whole feel of the room in a matter of seconds. How simple is it to use that, to actually change the energy in the room, but also to tune into the preferences of people. What song does someone particularly love? What is their favourite musician, their favourite individual singer? Let's bring out the music that connects with people's life stories. One of the best ways to change a mood is to use live things. I've mentioned live music, but what about children? What about animals? Nothing is better to change a moment than a baby in the room or an animal coming into a room. Those live experiences immediately make us smile. Not for everyone, perhaps, if you don't like children or animals, but for many people, there's nothing better than those connections with real life to lift our spirits, to make us feel that something's happening, that the day isn't just the same, that there's something that's going to surprise us, to help us feel better inside. I always say one of the key messages is that there's a great quote, and I always use this quote. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Take the moment and make it perfect. So my question to you is, when will you next take a moment and make it perfect? Thank you for listening.